Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the command of God our Saviour and Christ Jesus, who gives us hope. The apostle Paul always started his letters by making it very clear why he was writing. He was doing so because of his calling. Everything he did was shaped by the fact that God had appointed him to be an apostle, which means someone who's been sent out. Paul had no doubt that Jesus, who met him on the road to Damascus, was the one who had commissioned him. The letter which follows is full of warmth and affection. Paul had great respect for Timothy and wanted to give him encouragement and guidance for his ministry. I wonder how you would describe yourself and the work that God has called you to do. Paul undoubtedly had a very special role, but you and I do as well. We've been given unique gifts by God, and today he is calling you to use them to bless other people. I wouldn't be surprised if some of you were responding to this by saying, "But I'm only a..." fill in the blank here. Whether you're a homemaker, shop worker, nurse, teacher, cleaner, barrister or accountant, it doesn't matter. Paul would tell you that in God's scheme of things, the words, "I'm only a..." simply don't work. Everybody and every role is crucial. What matters is that we know that God's hand is upon our lives. What we do is of infinite importance. While working in your shop or office today, God may give you the opportunity to show his kindness to someone. Maybe you're going to be able to put them back on their feet after a difficult time. In your school, he may enable you to show your love to someone who's feeling rejected and lost. In your home, you may be able to bring peace. I don't know what God is calling you to do today, but I do know that we are all appointed to live for him and to share his hope wherever we go. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you've called us to serve you today. Help us to give our best to you in whatever we do. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.